Good afternoon, this is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Errol Garner to start, the pianist, 1953 for Columbia, with Wyatt Reuther playing bass and Eugene Hurd on the drums. Thank you. Errol Garner Trio, 1953 for Columbia Records. Garner on piano, Wyatt Reuther playing bass, and Eugene Hurd on drums. And Will You Still Be Mine, written by Matt Dennis in 1941. And if you'd like to compare with the original of it, it was Tommy Dorsey's orchestra for Victor Records in 1941. With a vocal by Connie Haynes, H-A-I-N-E-S. Red Garland now, pianist. John Coltrane, tenor saxophonist. Donald Byrd, trumpet. George Joyner, playing bass, and Arthur Taylor on drums. For Prestige, 1957, on a blues Garland calls All Morning Long. Rhett Garland and his quintet, and a blues he wrote called All Morning Long, Prestige Records, 1957. Donald Byrd, trumpet, John Coltrane, tenor, Garland, piano, George Joyner, bass, and Arthur Taylor on the drums. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons, and this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Fisher Plumbing, committed to their customers, employees, and water conservation. The Fisher family of companies combines plumbing, heating, and router services to provide a synergistic approach to water flow. Info at fischer.com. The plumber people recommend.
In 1959, Cootie Williams, the great trumpet player, had an orchestra, and he hired Winnie Brown to be his vocalist. And so I brought that record along. It's a Jaro, small company, J-A-R-O. And she's going to do Around Midnight for you with Monk composition with Bernie Hannigan having a hand in the lyric. And Bewitched by Rodgers and Hart, coming out of 1941, and Pal Joey, both of them for her and for Cootie Williams and the band, arranged by Quincy Jones.
It begins to tell round midnight, round midnight. I do pretty well till after sundown. Supper time, I'm feeling sad, but it really gets bad round midnight. Always start round midnight, round midnight. Haven't got the heart to stand those memories when my heart is still with you. And oh, midnight knows it too. When some quarrel we had needs mending, does it mean that our love is ending? Darling, I need you. Lately I find some midnight, round midnight, let the angels sing for your returning. Let our love be safe and sound when old midnight comes around. Thank you. beguiled again. A simpering, whimpering child again. Bewitched, bothered, and bewildered, am I? And wouldn't sleep when love came and told me I shouldn't sleep. Bewitched, bothered, and bewildered am I. What of it? He is cold, I agree. He can laugh, but I love it. Although the laugh's on me, I'll sing to him. Bring to him and long for the day when I cling to him. Bewitched, bothered, and bewildered am
Cootie Williams and his orchestra and his vocalist Winnie Brown. 1959 for Jarro Records. Around Midnight and Bewitched. Monk and Bernie Hannigan for Around Midnight and Richard Rodgers and Lorenz Hart for Bewitched. Let's see. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the Fifth Avenue Theater, presenting the Lincoln Center Theater production of Rodgers and Hammerstein's South Pacific, directed by Seattle's Bartlett Shear, playing now through February 21st. Tickets and details at fifthavenue.org.
I thought about Jarro Records and how they weren't alive very long, but they did so beautifully when they were here. And I dug out another Jarro LP I have of Kenny Dorham's Quintet, 1960. Dorham playing trumpet, the great Charlie Davis, baritone sax, Tommy Flanagan, piano, Butch Warren on string bass, and Buddy Enloe on drums. And we'll hear, too, Lazy Afternoon, a big hit for Jerry Morose from 1954, and one that Manny Album did for him called Six Bits. Kenny Durham, his trumpet and his band, for Jaro Records, 1960. Lazy Afternoon by Jerry Marolfs, written in 1954, and Six Bits by Manny Album. Could be because of it being in 6/8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, that sort of thing. Who's in the band? Durham and that wonderful legato, tonguing of his, and this tone. Charlie Davis, a hidden, wonderful talent in this art, playing baritone saxophone. Tommy Flanagan, piano. Butch Warren, bass, and Buddy Enlow on the drums. All right, I'd like to do some things about Ray Henderson, composer, who collaborated with several different lyricists, and he wrote some prime material. In 1925, with the help of Sam Lewis and Joe Young, he wrote this.
I'm sitting on top of the world. I'm rolling along, yes, rolling along. And I'm quitting the blues of the world. I'm singing a song, yes, singing a song. Glory, hallelujah, I just told the parson, hey, Paul, get ready to call. Just like Humpty Dumpty, I'm going to fall. And I'm sitting on top of the world. I'm rolling along, rolling along. Don't want any million, I'm getting my share. I've only got one suit, just one, that's all I can wear. A bundle of money don't make me feel gay. A sweet little honey is making me sad. And I'm sitting on top of the world. I'm rolling along, rolling. holding along. And I'm quitting the blues, blues of the world. I'm singing a song, yes, singing a song. Glory, hallelujah, just told the parson, hey, I'll get ready to call. Just like Humpty Dumpty, I'm gonna fall. Yeah, I'm sitting on top, top of the world. I'm rolling along, rolling along.
Al Jolson, I'm sitting on top of the world. Probably done in the mid-40s for Decca in preparation for his 1946 biographical film starring Larry Parks, a Jolson story. And he'd done it before. It was written, as I said, 1925 by Ray Henderson with lyric by Sam Lewis and Jill Young. And Jolson had done it in The Singing Fool, a 1928 film that he did. And the popularity, of course, following The Jazz Singer, supposedly the first film with sound. Henderson, in 1926, wrote this. It was the lyric by Mort Dixon, and I have two versions for you. First up, Peggy Lee.
Blackbird, bye-bye.
Miss Peggy Lee, 1955, in Los Angeles for Decca Records, and her version of Bye Bye Blackbird. Written by Ray Henderson, 1926, with lyric by Mort Dixon. I have another version of that in a few moments. But you're listening to 88.5 KPLU, Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This is The Art of Jazz. Here's Miles Davis. Miles Davis and Bye Bye Blackbird, written by Ray Henderson, 1926, and there, 1956 for Columbia. Miles trumpet, John Coltrane on tenor saxophone, Red Garland piano, Paul Chambers bass, Philly Joe Jones on the drums. Just had lots of calls, people. It's a wonderful thing about music is it just holds you. I mean, it brings back all kinds of memories. All the senses are that way. And you see places you haven't seen in a long time, so on and so forth. People, perhaps. Miles Davis Quintet, 1956, Bye Bye Blackbird. All right, this is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and this is 88.5 KPLU NPR News and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from...
The Boeing Company, proud to support arts in the community. Announcing Company, featuring the music and lyrics of Stephen Sondheim, playing at the Seattle Musical Theater February 12th through the 28th. Tickets and info at seattlemusicaltheater.org.
Your sunny side up, up, hide the side that gets blue. If you have nine sons in a row, baseball teams make money, you know. Keep your funny side way, way up. Let laughter ring through. Do stand upon your legs. Be like two fried eggs. Keep your sunny side up, way up.
Keep your sunny side up, up, hide the side that gets blue. If you have nine sons in a row, baseball teams make money, you know.
Keep your funny side up, up, let your laughter ring through. Do stand upon your legs, be like two fried eggs. Keep your sunny side up. Your funny side up, up, let your laughter come through, too. Stand upon your legs, be like two fried eggs. Stand upon your legs, be like two fried eggs. Keep your sunny side up.
The High Lows, a vocal quartet of distinction, 1957 for Columbia Records, and Sunny Side Up, written by Ray Henderson. Lyric, Buddy DeSilva and Lou Brown, written in the late 20s, arranged there in a brilliant fashion, I think, of Brilliance of Light by Frank Comstock. Sunny Side Up. The original, which you might have seen, Paper Moon, a great movie of the time, of the late 1920s and early 1930s. And this was in that movie, background music. Johnny Hamp's Kentucky Serenaders, 1929 for Victor, Sunny Side Up, vocalist Frank Luther.
sunny side up. Keep it up high, the side that gets blue. If you have 9 sons in a row, start a baseball team. They make money, you know. Keep your funny side up. Don't let up. Let your laughter come through. Doo-doo-doo-doo. Stand up on your legs. Be like 2 fried eggs. Keep your sunny side up.
Sunny Side Up, 1929, Johnny Hamp's Kentucky Serenaders for Victor Records, Frank Luther doing the singing, both from the film of that name that you're going to hear, William Fox, you know, 20th Century Fox, and it was first William Fox Pictures, and that was one of them. The flip side of that Johnny Hamp record, 10-inch 78, is another of Henderson's great works, If I Had a Talking Picture of You. Don Howard will do the singing, and unfortunately there's not more of the trumpet. It's Clayton Tewksbury. Johnny Hamp's Kentucky Serenaders, 1929, and If I Had a Talking Picture of You.
Picture of you, I would run it every time I felt blue. I would sit there in the gloom of my lonely little room and applaud each time you whispered, I love you, on screen the moment you came in view. We would talk the whole thing over, we two. I would give 10 shows a day and a midnight matinee if I had a talking picture of you.
Love to have heard that band in person. Terrific. Johnny Hamp's Kentucky Serenaders, 1929 for Victor. And Ray Henderson, Buddy DeSilva, and Lou Brown's If I Had a Talking Picture of You, Don Howard singing, and some fine trumpet work by Clayton Tewksbury. Victor Records, 1929. To end the Ray Henderson section today, two of them. The first one from 1925, featuring Stephan Grappelli, violin, Django Reinhardt, guitar in Paris, 1937, and Chet Baker in 1954.
Birds were singing, skies eyes were blue. Now it don't appeal to you.
Two final selections written by Ray Henderson. Alabama Bound in 1925, performed by Stefan Grappelli, violin, Django Reinhardt, guitar, for Swing Records in Paris, 1937. And then for Pacific Jazz Records, Chet Baker, playing his trumpet and also singing, multi-track. The Thrill Is Gone, written in 1931 by Henderson with lyric by Lou Brown. Baker, as I said, vocalizing and playing trumpet. Russ Freeman, piano. Carson Smith, bass. Bob Neal on the drums. And a little bit of Ray Henderson for you. He certainly contributed a lot to the material used in this art. All right. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. And this is 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the snoring specialists at ProLiance Eastside Ear, Nose, and Throat. ProLiance Eastside performs the pillar procedure, a 15-minute minimally invasive in-office snoring procedure. A Valentine's gift for everyone in the house, the gift of silence. Info at StopSnoringSeattle.com.
And now, vibraphonist Gary McFarland and his orchestra, 1963 for Verve Records. He was a fine composer and arranger, as well as vibraphonist. Two compositions by him, Tree Patterns and Peach Tree. Bill Evans piano, Jim Hall guitar. The reeds are Phil Woods and Spencer Sinatra. Richard Davis plays bass, Eddie Shaughnessy drums, and a string quartet, Julian Barber, Ola Goldberg, Aaron Juvelier, and Joseph Takula. Gary McFarland Orchestra, 1963 for Verve, Tree Patterns, and Peach Tree. Thank you. McFarland Orchestra and His Vibes, 1963 for Verve Records. His two compositions, Tree Patterns and Peachtree, and heard to advantage on the piano, Bill Evans and Jim Hall's guitar, and fine work on the bass by Richard Davis, drumming by Eddie Shaughnessy, and Phil Woods and Spencer Sinatra playing the reed instruments that you heard, Gary McFarland. Right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Slalom Consulting. Slalom's locally based consulting teams offer a broad range of technology and business solutions to Fortune 1000 companies nationwide. Online at slalom.com.
Ella Fitzgerald and Duke Ellington produced some magic, and she did, excuse me, she did his songbook, which is well worth searching out if you haven't. And, of course, when I say Duke Ellington, I also include Billy Strayhorn material. For Verve Records in 1965, this incredible piece, Ella with the Duke Ellington Orchestra and Billy Strayhorn. Something to Live For, written 1938 by Strayhorn. A Flower is a Lovesome Thing, produced by both Ellington and Strayhorn in 1949. And you'll hear some fine tenor work by Paul Gonsalves and Passion Flower, Strayhorn's brilliant 1941 composition. Here's Ella Fitzgerald and the works of Duke Ellington and Billy Strayhorn.
Almost everything a human could desire. Cars and houses, bearskin rugs to lie before my fire. But there's something missing. Something isn't there. It seems I'm never kissing the one whom I could care for. I want something to live for. Someone to make my life an adventure. flower is a love something. A luscious living love something. A daffodil, a rose, no matter where it grows, is such a lovely love something. A flower is the heart of spring that makes the rolling hillside sing. The gentle winds that blow gently, for they know a flower is a love something.
is a star in flight.
Ella Fitzgerald, 1965, for Verve Records, and doing the material of Billy Strayhorn and Duke Ellington, accompanied by the Ellington Orchestra. Something to Live For, written by Billy Strayhorn, 1938. A Flower is a Lovesome Thing, written by Ellington and Strayhorn, 1949. With tenor saxophonist Paul Gonsalves soloing. Passion Flower, written by Strayhorn in 1941. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you. Alicia, longtime listener from Scranton, Pennsylvania. She wants to hear the Stan Getz Quartet from Copenhagen, 1977, and recorded by Inner City Records. Lester Left Town, the composition they're going to do, was written by Wayne Shorter, the band. Stan Getz, tenor sax, Joanne Brackeen, piano, Niels Henning Orsted Pedersen, bass, and Billy Hart on the drums. ¶¶ Suzanne Getz, and that's for Alicia, as I said, who listens to the program and lives in Scranton, Pennsylvania. Thanks for asking for that, Alicia. Stan Getz Quartet, 1977 in Copenhagen. And Wayne Shorter composition, Lester, for Lester Young, Left Town. Joanne Burkeen, piano. Niels Henning Orsted Pedersen, string bass. Billy Hart on drums. Some kind of playing. And that, my favorite Wayne Shorter varies day by day, but that's one of them high on the list for me. The Stan Getz Quartet right here on 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Gen Care Lifestyle, retirement living designed to inspire a healthy, rewarding life with purpose. Called Whole Life Living, it features vitality and stay sharp programs and an emphasis on whole organic nutrition. More information at gencarelifestyle.com.
Now Barry Harris steps in to perform for you, solo piano, and on the first one he's going to sing as well. Harris, brilliant pianist and band leader and teacher, went on to do some fine point teaching with young pianists who wanted to learn, and he taught. For Xanadu Records, 1989, we will hear The Bird of Red and Gold, written by Harris. He will sing it. He wrote the lyric. Just One of Those Things, Cole Porter. And Panonica by Thelonious Monk.
Confines of one soul, there sits a bird of red and gold. Its wings at all times set to fly, for if it does not, it will die. If set free, it will soar to heights unknown to other men, lands unseen by other eyes. And as the beauty of the universe unfolds, what joy the pleasure then of truth revealed, limitations then unsealed. This is the Almighty's gift to you. In order for the bird to fly, the seven deadly sins must die, and then the seven walls will fall. The bird will answer to the call. Its wings will spread and hearken to the Prince of Peace's voice. One's heart will surely then rejoice, engulfed by love and peace and beauty, truth and right. And then the day will pass, unshackled by the things that make one soul bird die. This is the Almighty's gift to you. This is the Almighty's gift to you. Thank you.
Greg Harris, solo piano, 1989 for Xanadu Records. The Bird of Red and Gold, he wrote that, and he sang it. Wrote the lyric, and let you hear his voice. Cole Porter's Just One of Those Things, and Monk's incredibly beautiful Panonica. Barry Harris, 1989. As I said, he's one of the great teachers. When the requests come in, it's interesting because sometimes they come in and at the same time, not knowing, of course, that the several of them are asking for the same band. As in this case, Beverly, who listens from Memphis, Tennessee, and Howard, who listens from Chicago, Illinois, and Mike, who calls in from, writes in from Butte, Montana, all wanted to hear Eddie Condon and something about his style and all that. Condon, it's many names for this music. I mean, little tags that make it easier for some people, I suppose. It confuses me quite often. But nevertheless, the Chicago style was with the kids in Chicago in the 20s who heard the New Orleans music that came to Chicago. And they wanted to play it, and did. And in that group, Eddie Condon continued with the idea of the New Orleans collective improvisation. And he extended it to the solo area, of course. And took a trip to New York and had a couple of places there where you could hear the music. So Beverly and Howard and Mike, and I'm sure others, would like to hear this. It goes under certain titles, depending. Traditional jazz for one, Dixieland for another. Chicago style, I call it. So, from 1953 in New York City for Columbia Records, for you from me, Eddie Condon and his All-Stars.
When we get through the preliminary action from the piano, well, we're skipping the piano into the clarinet.
Right.
You take that ending back to the top. Don't forget, after the tramboon, he's got a two-bar in him.
Two bars,
Bill. There you go.
No, no, right. No.
No, I stopped 2 bars from Bill.
And then he just takes two bars.
Boodle, and then the top.
CO50397, take 5.
Wrong number. Call back later. Here we go, ready? 1, 2. Those of you who don't read a sight. Well, the blues, the actual thing we're doing, excluding Ole Miss. These guys are going to play two courses chopped up. And then from there, we go into old smithereens.
Frankly, like it was before. Right, except...
With exception of a few thousand changes. It's not that difficult, girls. Really isn't. Let's try to make this as respectable as possible.
Let's do it.
All right.
Okay, go.
Don't forget this one thing now. After the bass, after we pick it up, four piece, and then we go into zim, zim, ding, ding, and then that's you, Gene, right? One, two, and then we go around. You might have a chance. That's about it, Joe.
Take four.
Thank you.
Johnny Mercer now.
Eddie Condon and his All-Stars, 1953 in New York City for Columbia Records. The band, which started everything, Wild Bill Davison cornet, Cutty Cutshall trombone, Edmund Hall clarinet, Gene Schrader on piano, Eddie Condon guitar, Walter Page bass, Cliff Lehman on the drums. What do they do? Beale Street Blues by W.C. Handy, Riverboat Shuffle by Hoagie Carmichael. Then they went into a medley. Emmeline by Frank Perkins and featuring trombonist Cutty Cutshall. Don't Worry About Me, Rube Bloom, the piano player and composer, did that one. And Ed Hall and his clarinet performed it. And then I Can't Give You Anything But Love, Jimmy McHugh wrote it, and Wild Bill Davison played it on his cornet. Additions to the band at this time, Peanut Huckle on clarinet, Dick Carey coming in and playing second piano, an additional trumpet, and adding Lou McGarity as well on trombone, and George Wetling taking over from Cliff Lehman on the drum duties. And they did Jam Session Blues, all of them doing that, and Ole Miss, which was originally Ole Miss Rag, written by W.C. Handy. Eddie Condon and his All-Stars, right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
True West, presenting Pat Metheny's Orchestrion Tour, live at Meany Hall on the University of Washington campus Friday, April 30th. Tickets for Pat Metheny at Meany Hall are available at Ticketmaster.com.
I'd like to go out today with Billie Holiday.
Maybe my sugar, that sugar baby of mine, he's special ration for me. He never asks for my money. All that I give him is honey, and that he can spend any time. I'd make a million trips to his lips if I were a bee, because he's sweeter than chocolate candy to me. He's confectionery sugar. I never cheat on my sugar, 'cause I'm too sweet on my sugar, that sugar baby of mine. It helps to keep our friends from knowing. When they ask me why I'm sad, it's easy to blame the weather. It's funny how the blinding snowflakes arrive in time to hide my heartaches. Let them ask me why I'm sad, it's easy to blame the weather. When I think of the sun, it scares me. My one alibi will pass. And springtime, I hear, is early this year. They'll see through me like glass. I see no reason for this breakup. So let me be the first to make up. If a reason must be had, it's easy to blame the weather.
Billie Holiday with Teddy Wilson and his orchestra, 1939 for Brunswick. Sugar, written by Maceo Pinkard. Lyric by Sid Mitchell and Edna Alexander. And a gem that's been lost for a long time. It's Easy to Blame the Weather, written by Saul Chaplin and lyric by Sammy Kahn. I've got a little more time. I'm going to bring Claire Fisher in to play solo piano from Hollywood 1971 for Revelation Records. This is one of my favorite Gershwin melodies from 1929, Soon.
Thank you.
Clare Fisher and his solo performance of Soon, written by George Gershwin, 1929, for the production of Strike Up the Band. Revelation Records, Hollywood, 1971. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and all that jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there. Thank you.